The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Welcome to the Saturday Mailbag, everybody. Adam Azer and Chris Towers. We will have Jamie Eisenberg joining us shortly. We do have some injury news. We might not get Odell Beckham this week. If we don't, what would that mean for Jarvis Landry? Let you know the latest on Saquon Barkley. Curtis Samuel's on IR. And we'll talk about the Ravens backfield because after the Gus Edwards injury, I did not really talk so much about Tyson Williams for this week on Friday's show. So we'll make sure we cover that on this Saturday mailbag. We are recording on Friday afternoon. What's up, Chris? Happy weekend, sir.
Hello. Yes, it is my weekend. Logging on my Saturday. Here.
All right.
Even though it's technically Friday.
Yeah. That's how when you cover football, Friday is your Saturday. Saturday is your Sunday.
Yeah. Something like that.
Well, we're looking forward to a full slate of games on Sunday. It's going to be awesome. Let's go to the news and notes real quick before we get into the questions. Saquon Barkley is good to go. I mean, he was coy. He didn't say if he'll play, but he'll play.
I'll say it.
He'll play. Yeah. Odell Beckham could be a game time decision.
I think he's going to play.
You think so?
I think, yeah, nobody that I've read seems to think there's much question that he's going to play. But I was just reading a piece from Cleveland.com, I believe, saying don't be surprised if he's on a pitch count, which makes sense.
Okay.
And that's been my expectation. That's why I don't have him inside of my top 50 wide receivers for this week.
All right, fair enough to keep your distance from Beckham. What about Landry?
In PPR, he's a top 24 wide receiver for me. Because I think there's going to be a lot of pass volume. And if Beckham's not getting a significant role, then I think Landry will. You know, we saw last season when Beckham was out, Landry wasn't amazing, but there were, you know, more deep shots for him, more downfield targets. So, yeah, I think Landry could be a viable starter for week one. Also, in DFS, not sure how much Donovan Peoples-Jones is, but I would at least consider putting him in a tournament lineup because they really, really like what he brings to the table. He is a big-time downfield threat.
Curtis Samuel is on IR. Do we have anything on Austin Eckler? We're trying to get these practice reports that are coming in. We might get it during the show, but have you seen anything?
I haven't seen anything as of 1:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday.
And Le'Veon Bell seems unlikely to either play this week, and if he does play, he probably won't have much of a role. So Tyson Williams... You know, again, I forgot to mention this on the Friday show of where he ranks. And what are you going to do with Tyson Williams? Are you going to put him in? Is he a top 24 running back for you?
He's 27 for me. But I basically slotted him into the same role as Gus Edwards and just kind of assumed a little less efficiency. But my expectations for him are very similar to what they are for Gus Edwards, at least for right now. Obviously, we'll see if Le'Veon can get up to speed or if Latavius Murray, you know, presumably he's not signing to the practice squad, so he has a better path to playing time. I think moving forward, it's a much bigger question. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Latavius Murray was the lead back by week two even. But for week one, yeah, I think Tyson Williams absolutely is a viable starting option.
It's a pretty big audition for him. He goes out and does well, and he's got a good matchup. Then it certainly helps his opportunity to be the lead guy going forward. If he doesn't, then Latavius Murray's stock might rise quite a bit. And
I think he'll do well. Like I think standing next to Lamar Jackson in the Ravens offense can be a running back too. Like whoever you put in that, I don't think there's a much more upside beyond that, but I think it's a very high floor role just because everybody's efficient in that offense.
I also think, I feel like I said this on HQ and not on the podcast, I'm pretty sure. Sorry if I'm repeating myself. I also think that we might have more like a big four at tight end than a big three this whole, you know, avalanche of injuries at running back, I think they're just going to have to throw more. They already were going to throw more. But I feel like Andrews is going to benefit from this in an unfortunate way. You know, I was really upset when Gus Edwards tore his ACL. I was just like bummed out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it'll benefit Mark Andrews.
Yeah. Man, it seems like when you have injuries like this that mount, it just makes more and more injuries happen because the training staff is having to spend more time on more players, and it makes it harder to do, like, you know, recuperative stuff or maintenance stuff. I feel like you see this a lot in sports where injuries can kind of have a snowball effect on a team.
Let's hope the Ravens aren't that team. Start or sit is coming up, and we'll answer it through your emails and your Apple Podcast questions. But first, yeah, football is back. Sunday, week one of the NFL on CBS kicks off with a fantastic doubleheader, highlighted by early action between the Steelers and Bills and the Jets and Panthers. And then at 4:25 Eastern, a matchup between two of the game's best young quarterbacks when Mayfield's Browns battle Mahomes and the Chiefs. It all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern. Football is back this Sunday on CBS. That was like...
Yeah,
that was good. It's ceremonious.
Sorry, that's just my watch hitting my... I need to get a new arm for my... microphone
body?
Stand. It's very creepy. Creaky.
Okay. All right. Apple Podcast questions from Tyler. Start two running backs PPR. Now, some of these are going to have Bucks and Cowboys in them. Unavoidable. But Melvin Gordon, Ronald Jones, Jamal Williams, James White, and Devin Singletary. Who are your two now if we take out Ronald Jones? Gordon, Jamal Williams, James White, Singletary.
I think it would be Gordon and White.
This is from Tom in the third largest city in North America. Chicago?
No,
Orlando?
I think maybe Toronto? I think Mexico City is either first.
Oh, yeah, North America. I don't know. I forgot about
it. It might be Los Angeles.
All right. Somebody's going to have to look that up. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. All right, welcome.
Los Angeles. There you go.
Nice. What's the third largest city in America? Because that's what I was doing.
It's either Chicago or Houston.
Okay. I recently did a salary cap draft in half PPR. One quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, two flex. Based on my selections, I ended with a combo of Cooper Kupp, Mike Davis, and T. Higgins. He has Kupp, Davis, and Higgins. For the same auction value, I could have gotten Joe Mixon instead of Kupp, Mike Davis, and T. Higgins. Who would you rather draft, Mixon or Kupp, Davis, and Higgins? The rest of my team is Kyler, Kelsey, Metcalf, A.J. Brown. Damn. Najee Harris and Carson. My goodness.
With knowing the rest of his team, I would rather have Mixon for that just giant upside that you could have. Like, that could be just an absolutely unstoppable starting lineup. But in a vacuum, you would rather have Kupp, Davis, and Higgins. Like, if you were going to trade, I think you would rather have Kupp, Davis, and Higgins.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jamie. Jamie's here. All Jamie. Right. Woo. Sorry, did I cut someone off?
Jeez. Be more excited.
Me?
Come on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jamie's here. All right, here's a question from the Real Big Blue. Real Big Blue 26. Dear Daniel, Kenny, Saquon, and Kadarius. I know them. 12-team PPR league.
I'm in the NFC East.
Wow.
Maybe. 12-team PPR league. Give Daryl Henderson and James White. Get Tyler Boyd and A.J. Dillon. Give Daryl Henderson and James White for Tyler Boyd and A.J. Dillon.
I would do it. I think Henderson and Boyd are very similar in value, but Henderson's got a... There's a much better chance that Henderson has very little value very soon. I could see Sony Michel being the lead back there. Whereas AJ Dillon just has, you know, I think more upside than anybody in this trade otherwise.
Jamie, I would agree. I just think it's so hard to answer this one without knowing the rest of the team, because like, if you have the ability to move on from Henderson and White, because those are, you know, number two flex type of players for your team, to wait out Dillon, then absolutely it's worth it. But could you maybe do better than Boyd if Henderson has a big game this week?
Sure.
Well, he gave us the rest of his team. He has Daniel, Kenny, Saquon, and Kadarius.
That's true. If I had all Giants and those two guys, I would probably hold.
All right. I'd probably quit. From NJ Ricky Raider, dear Jim, J, Jeff, and Jason.
It's a good first letter.
Jim, J, Jeff, I don't know. Flex PPR, full PPR. Waddle or Sterling Shepard or Henry Ruggs or Sammy Watkins? So Waddle, Shepard, Ruggs, Watkins.
Well, one of those guys starts with a J. I'll stick with the theme and go Jalen Waddle.
I think I would go with Shepard in PPR.
Here's one from r.com2. 10-team PPR, would you drop the Colts defense and get the Panthers defense?
Yes, I don't think anybody's picking up the Colts defense. I don't think that's like a run to the waiver wire before the week starts to pick up the Colts defense.
Yeah. All right, here's from Titan. 10-team PPR league. Should I trade Aaron Jones and Marquez Callaway for Alvin Kamara? Give up Aaron Jones and Callaway for Kamara. I have Najee Harris, Damian Harris, Geo, McLaurin, Cup, DJ Moore, Cooks. What do you think? Trading Jones and Callaway for Kamara.
Aaron, I think Jones. I would do it.
I would do it too. You said 10-team league?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Callaway may not even be a starter in 10-team league. As Chris's house.
What on earth was that? Oh, the stupid cat again? What happened?
My wife left the window a little bit open, and I realized there were cars coming in that were probably getting picked up on the microphone, so I went to close the window. But one of the cats was sitting on a little cat like bed that we have attached to the window, and she's very skittish, and so I closed the window. And she jumped and knocked everything off my desk.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Love it. Love cats.
The things you get on the mailbag episode, folks. The things you get.
Oh, yeah. All right. From Nal820. Hey, Tom, Brad, Trent, Jameis, and Vinny. Okay, that one I know. Bucks QBs. Picking from the 12th slot in 12-team PPR. Okay, where's the question?
Just grade the draft.
Grade the draft. Okay. Sorry, I read that as grade the trade. Okay, here's the question then. Grade the team. Eckler, Najee Harris, Lamb, I like him week one, Kittle, Gaskin, Hurts, Boyd, Devontae Smith, Pittman, Fields, Giovanni Bernard, Myers, and Curtis Samuel. This is good.
That's an A.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Who's his number two receiver? Tyler Boyd in PPR.
It's fine.
Yeah. The wide receiver core is a little weak, but you can figure that out.
There's only two starting spots for receivers anyway, plus a flex. Okay. From Wake Up 23, who's the best option? Brandon Cooks, Chase Edmonds, Corey Davis, Daryl Henderson, or Sony Michel? Who would you start this week in PPR? Cooks, Edmonds, Corey Davis, Daryl Henderson, and Sony Michel.
I would start Edmonds for the potential upside, but if you really want the home run play, it's Brandon Cooks.
I think I would go Henderson over Edmonds.
And finally, from Sam Pearson. Dear Marty, Jonah, Wendy, and Charlotte. We just had that one the other day. How about you, Chris? You in on Ozark?
Oh, no, I have not watched that show.
Mm, too scary?
I don't really watch serious shows. I only watch comedies.
Well, he doesn't like violent shows.
It's not the violence necessarily. I can't sit still for an hour. That's really what it comes down to. I've tried to watch Mad Men. It's a really good show. Every episode feels like it's 3 hours long. I just can't do it. I don't have the attention span.
Marty.
Yeah. Marty. Yeah. I like that. That was a good character. Okay. Here's the question from Sam. Choose my flex half PPR, Marty. Juju. Rojo, no. Callaway or Gage? So Juju Smith-Schuster, Callaway or Gage?
Juju.
Callaway.
Fantasy Cops time! All right, you got commissioner disputes, league disputes, send them in. Put Fantasy Cops in the subject line. Email fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. This is from Pedro. I am the reigning champ trying to make some moves to keep that going. I picked up Tyson Williams the day before the Gus Edwards injury, so once the news hit, I wanted to make some moves because I had more running backs that I traded a 49er, blah, 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 blah. I traded Chris Carson and Trey Sermon for Nick Chubb. This was the trade he wanted as a Niners fan, and I was happy to take it. Chubb isn't as valuable in our league. The league flipped out and vetoed the trade. They didn't think it was fair, but then in our chat, they started talking about if Chubb was available to trade to them instead. What the heck? What should I do here? I am the commissioner. Ooh, that's always a tough wrinkle, and I don't know what kind of authority I should use here. So he trades Carson and Sermon for Chubb. The league flips out. Then they start talking about what they could give up for Nick Chubb, and he's the commissioner. What should he do, fantasy cops? Officer Jamie?
What is unfair about that trade, first off?
That's a fine trade.
You're talking about, look, I mean, if this is, you know, a month from now and Raheem Mostert's out, it's not a fair trade. But right now, knowing that Sermon's still in a backup role, it's certainly fair. So, A, the trade should be allowed because it's not that egregious. But I guess as the commissioner, the trade, whatever trade proposals that may be accepted for Nick Chubb, better be closer in value to what everybody thinks if they're going to allow something else to go through. But I mean, I can't imagine that this is not allowable in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
What you should do is not have your league be able to vote on vetoing trades.
Well, what you should do, honestly, is play this podcast for them and tell them that they're all overreacting and they're wrong and this trade should stand. And I can't believe that it isn't standing. I can't believe that people really went nuts about it. That this is a reasonable trade.
Yeah. And
yeah. Fantasy cops have spoken. This is from Weston, south of San Francisco. Weston's actually in Florida. It's, I guess, technically south of San Francisco.
It's south of San Francisco.
Yeah. Yep. Dear Warren.
Ironically enough.
Dear Warren, Nate, and Adam. Those are regulators. I like that. Before the season, my league had discussed devaluing yards allowed for defense so that the defensive scoring is mostly correlated with points allowed. It seemed like most members of the league were in favor, but the start of the season came and the commissioner never changed it. The commissioner says it's too late now, but most members want to change it. What do we do now?
Coup d'etat. That's a bad commissioner. Like, if you guys discussed it and everyone wanted it and he just didn't do it because he was lazy, you know, he's a bad commissioner. Be better. Be a better commissioner.
Change it. It's one game in.
I know. Not even a week, a single game. This isn't like, oh, I changed my draft strategy so much. You changed it from PPR to half PPR. This is defensive scoring. Just change it. What's the big deal? What is with everybody? What's with all the fantasy babies out there? Come on, fantasy babies. Is there even
like a defense? Like, could you think of a defense where you think this would dramatically change their value? Like, maybe a team like the Chiefs, because teams are going to have a lot of garbage time against them, but like, who cares? Change it.
Yeah, just change it.
And be a less lazy commissioner.
You know what? As a fairly lazy commissioner, Chris, I'm going to cut the commission a little bit of slack, but make the change. Take a look at yourself.
Yeah, I mean, do it before Sunday. You're fine.
Yeah. All right, cool. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we got your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football Today. Remember a few things. Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, CBS Sports HQ. It is on. Jamie is hosting for 3 hours. Are you tired when you do that show?
No. It's just, it's so many moving parts that it's, constant entertainment. We mix in a lot of gambling talk to help people win money,
yeah.
So props and, picks against the spread. And we have the best roster of talent that comes on that show. So I if I'm bored, then I shouldn't be doing it.
No, not bored. Just,
if I'm tired, I shouldn't be doing it.
You're tired. 3 hours of nonstop entertainment. I was wiped out.
What's his name? Scott Hansen?
Yeah.
But I can go pee if I have to.
You talk a lot more than Hansen does for his 7.5 hours.
Probably.
7 hours. Oh, going to get Red Zone fired up on Sunday. Looking forward to that. All right, anyway, 10 a.m. Eastern. Watch CBS Sports HQ. You can watch at cbssportshq.com or you can watch on the CBS Sports app. Also, you can join our Q&A on YouTube, 11:30 a.m. Eastern until kickoff. And yeah, you ask us a question, we answer it. That's typically how the Q&As work. From Nick. Oh, and then I'll probably talk about movies for 5 minutes. Somebody will complain and I'll lose my cool. From Nick, full PPR. Gaskin, Corey Davis, Callaway, or Jacoby Myers? Who is his flex? Gaskin, Corey Davis, Callaway, or Jacoby?
Gaskin.
This is from Chris in New Jersey. Dear Dutch, Mac, Billy, and Blaine. Predator. Debo, Marquise Brown, Rondale Moore, Brian Edwards, James White. I guess we have to pick two of them. Debo, Marquise Brown, Rondale Moore, Brian Edwards, and James White.
What's the scoring?
I don't know.
Half PPR.
Sure.
Marquise Brown's Brown an easy one for me.
Yeah, Brown and White for me.
If it's any PPR, I would take Brown and White. If it's non-PPR, I would probably go Brown and...
Debo, Rondale Moore,
Brown
Brian
and Debo
Edwards.
If it's non-PPR.
Okay. Colin from the home of the reigning NBA champions.
Milwaukee.
Oh yeah. Oh right, with Chick-fil-A. Dear Newman, Colombo, Gilligan, and Fez.
Just shows from the '70s.
I got
TV characters, I guess.
What was it? Colombo, Gilligan,
Newman. Hello, Newman. Colombo, Gilligan, and Fez. Fez is from that '70s show. Oh. Yeah, but that's a '70s show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but Seinfeld wasn't.
Yeah, I know. I don't know where Newman is. Okay, Colin says, I wanted to buy low on Zeke in my 3-receiver PPR, 3-flex, super flex league. The Ooh. Zeke manager needs a wide receiver. I have Adams, Keenan Allen, Kupp, Godwin, Juju, and Boyd. From my wide receivers, what is the highest offer you would send for Zeke? Again, he has Adams, Keenan Allen, Kupp, Godwin, Juju, and Boyd.
Probably Keenan Allen. Would be the highest.
I would do it for Allen if it came to that, but I would start with Godwin.
Yeah. Now let's say the Zeke manager is like us and just thinks it was a bad game, but Zeke is fine.
It depends which us you're talking to.
Well, the three of us, I don't know. I assume Chris. Look, Dave got a little carried away when he first started talking, but he was trying to say he wasn't knocking Zeke out of the first round or anything. But why wouldn't you, you can start with Keenan Allen or Godwin, you can go to Keenan Allen, but if push came to shove and you wanted Zeke, would you offer Devontae Adams?
I had Adams ranked higher in PBR.
All right, Jamie, what do you think? You didn't.
I would still take Zeke over Adams.
Okay. You can also try 2-for-1. You can go Godwin and Kupp, something like that. Thank you, Colin.
Well, I mean, I'll give you a real life example. There's Todd Rones, who I share the podcast league team with, and he's a very serious fantasy player. He has his draft on Friday, so when we're recording this, and he texted me this morning. He was a huge Zeke guy. Like he was. I think we had the 9th pick. He was like, man, if Zeke falls, I'm all in on Zeke this year. Love Zeke. Took him a lot of high stakes leagues. And he said, what do I do now? Do I panic? And I said, no, if you're concerned. I mean, there's Derrick Henry. It was very close for me anyway. And he said, I just don't want Henry. I said, take Adams or Kelsey. You'll get a good running back in the second round. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. So people are concerned. I get it, but it's such a bad game to panic on.
Yeah, for sure. All right, from Hunter, should I start Corey Davis or Devontae Smith half PPR?
Smith.
I would go with Davis.
From Andrew, full PPR, Tyson Williams or Kareem Hunt?
Tyson.
Yeah.
From Tim, dear Teddy, Mort, Jim, and Hugo. Oh, Jimmy and Hugo. Oh, that's Bob's Burgers. You got to like that show, Chris.
I haven't watched it. I'm sorry.
Okay. If I know Chris Towers, and I do, you'll like Bob's
Burgers. No, I know I would like it. I just haven't watched it.
I know. So watch it. Okay. Looking at T. Higgins versus Devontae Smith in PPR, my opponent is starting Jalen Hurts. Does that increase the appeal to start Smith in my flex? No.
You could maybe use that as a tiebreaker, but this isn't close to a tiebreaker for me.
Yeah, and also, yeah, his argument is that it's hard to see Hurts having a big game without Smith putting up solid numbers, but that's not true with Hurts.
Because I think it's very possible that the two tight ends are his top two targets and he's going to run a bunch. So,
right. Yeah, go with Higgins. Chris from New Jersey. I need help at flex. I'm nervous about Allen Robinson. Should I go with Boyd, Jacoby Myers, Dylan, or Sermon instead?
Nope.
I wouldn't do that, but I would not be surprised if all those guys outscore him. Not Dylan, but the rest.
From Mason, I know I'm overreacting to the first game of the season, but is there a chance that the idea of a bell cow running back is over? Besides guys that catch passes and Derrick Henry, could we be entering an era where wide receivers dominate the first round moving forward?
I mean,
I don't think so, because people are still going to try and get one of these running backs early, and as you should. You
know, Zeke played. What was it?
Like 82% of the snaps.
82% of the snaps, ran like 86% of the routes on passing plays. Like, he was a bell cow back last night.
It's just so funny. If Blake Jarwin blocks, I forget who the defender was on the option play, and he catches the touchdown, one of those two plays, it's concerning. But the panic level is ratcheted down 1,000 degrees.
I think the Cowboys just went away from the running game in this one. Smart
on purpose.
They're missing Zach Martin. Lyle Collins had been dealing with injuries in camp, and this is the best run defense in the NFL. Like,
and they lost their corner early in the game, and their secondary was already beat up coming in. It was just smart.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, if they stay healthy, I think the Bucs could end up having one of the best run defenses in NFL history. That's how good it could be. That's how good it was.
It was last year.
No,
it was historical, but it was good.
With Vea, it was really good all year. But with Vita Vea, it was 2.5 yards per carry to running backs. It was,
and
Alvin Kamara had 12 carries for 16 yards in week one last year. He scored.
Nobody's going to be able to like establish the running game against them if that offense is humming like it was. I mean, really for the last 15 games, including the playoffs.
Right. Yeah. And it's really something to consider, because it's very hard to have a lot of carries against them. So we might be sitting studs. It'll be fun to see, you know, and the next time a real stud play. Who do they have next week? I'm sorry.
Mike Davis.
Yeah.
Easy guy to sit.
Yeah. But the next time they have like a first round talent, like when they play the Saints, Kamara's still involved in the passing game. No.
That's not the right guy.
Taylor in week three, I think. Oh, no. Sorry. I clicked on the wrong team. Sorry.
Yeah.
When they play Damian Harris, easy to sit in week four. You know, those are the guys you're getting away from completely.
Yeah. Miles Sanders in week six, I think you sit.
Easy. Yep.
David Montgomery in week seven will be interesting if Tariq
Cohen. No, you're sitting him.
As of now.
Just because of the passing role.
But do they have, like, if they had a guy like Joe Mixon, I'd probably sit him.
I'd start him. The passing game role.
But still, what are you going to get? You know, we're going to get six catches for 50 yards. It's not like he's Kamara. He's like Zeke, right? Zeke had a terrible game.
Sure.
Why are we arguing about a matchup that's not even going to happen? I love it.
It'll happen in week seven.
Do they play?
David Montgomery versus?
Oh, no. I'm Mixon.
Week seven, that's interesting, because that's Tariq Cohen back.
that's what I mean. If Tariq Cohen's not back, I would probably start Montgomery. If not, if Cohen is back, then yeah, I would sit him.
Hey, if Damian Williams is working on passing downs on Sunday, people are going to be pretty unhappy.
Oh, me. Trust me.
Going through all of my lineups last night to set them, I was like, man, why are my projected scores so low? And it's because I have David Montgomery in nearly every league, and the CBS projections hate him this week.
Good, because I think we're playing in one league. Okay, this is from Shark.
DJ?
Yeah, except this one has an S. Dear Clark, Moiaki, Kittle, Fant, and Hockenson. Tight ends. Should I start Chase Claypool or Michael Pittman? Half PPR.
Claypool.
Yes.
From David, Robbie Anderson or DeAndre Swift? And I do not know the scoring.
Anderson in any format.
I would go with Swift.
From Nathan, which
you
two...
You saw Taylor Decker's out, right?
I actually did not see that.
I did not see that.
Sewell's going to play left tackle in his first NFL start against Bosa. Good luck.
And who else is out? Xavier Rhodes is out for the Colts.
Yes.
Is he officially out?
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't see.
And Eric Fisher is out as well for the Colts. Carson Wentz will start. Kenny Galladay. What was this? Who cares?
He was in practice in full, I think.
Yeah, there was some notice.
Oh, yeah, he said that his timing with Daniel Jones is, quote, rusty.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, don't start him then. From Nathan, which two would you start? Myles Gaskin, Damian Harris, or Tyson Williams?
Gaskin and Harris.
Gaskin and Harris.
This is from Ryan from Lyle. Grade the trade. 4 point per passing touchdown. I give up Aaron Rodgers and Leonard Fournette. I get Lamar Jackson.
A plus. And I'm higher on Aaron Rodgers than I think anyone on the show, but A plus.
A.
From Dion. PPR league pick two. T. Higgins, Jerry Jeudy, Deebo Samuel, and Russell Gage.
The first two.
First two.
And from Rob. I need one for my wide receiver two. It's PPR. Deontay Johnson, Julio Jones, Robbie Anderson. Deontay Johnson, Julio Jones, Robbie Anderson. Who are you starting?
I would go with Julio.
You said who, Jamie?
Robbie.
Over Julio. Wow. Why didn't you make him your start of the week?
Robbie?
Yeah.
He was in the conversation.
Okay, and then Raheem Mostert is my flex. Would you start any of the other wide receivers? Deontay Johnson, Julio Jones, Robbie Anderson, whoever you did not choose. Would you start one over Mostert in PPR?
Man, in PPR, I would be very... very tempted to start Deontay and Julio over Mostert.
I'd like to know what the running backs are there, but I would still start Mostert.
An abbreviated mailbag today. Thank you so much for the questions, everybody. Keep them coming at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com and on Apple Podcast. Thanks to Jamie and Chris for hopping on. I am Adam. Enjoy your football Sunday. We'll actually have an FFT in 5 episode for you that drops Sunday morning about 8:30 in the morning to get you caught up on any of the latest news and any of the injuries that might be leaving you with some lineup questions. All right, enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you on Sunday on Fantasy Football Today.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the show?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. The subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.